from the heart of downtown North Platte. It's time morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at huskerradio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host, Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Winder.
And welcome into the Bruce Furniture Studios for Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Starting it off with your time and temp, a service of Grease Monkey. You can find them on the ones in North Platte. At 8:06, it's 45 degrees. Today, expect a high of 78 with some fog in the area today before 10 o'clock and clearing up around the mid-morning area. A high near 78 today. Again, your time and temp, a service of Grease Monkey. At 8:06, it's 45 degrees. On our way to a high today of 78. We'll recap yesterday's primary election coming up this hour on KODY. Also have the Executive Director of Nebraska Land Days, David Fudge, joining us this hour. Right now, we have Brendan Lines joining us here, the new Activities Director and Athletic Director at North Platte Catholic Schools. Good morning, Mr. Lines.
Good morning, Tristan. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking some time for us here this morning, and congratulations on the new title.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you to everybody that's reached out and said congratulations as well.
Now, big shoes to fill here, obviously, with the legend Mark Skillstad retiring, but I think you're up for the task, aren't you?
Yeah, huge shoes to fill. Mr. Skillstad's been a staple of our Catholic school community for years, and now I'm just trying to do my best to make him proud and make the school proud. So,
now, you've been over at the school for three...
This is my third year.
This is your third year.
Or second year. Next year will be my third
you're
year.
You're coming on to the third year. Yep. You've been over there as the elementary physical education instructor, right?
Yep, that's right.
And then you've been involved with the assistant coaching at the high school.
Yeah, right. So this is actually my third year. So it's my second year teaching there, third year coaching for basketball and golf.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so then it'll be in turn my fourth year coaching, my third year teaching there.
Yeah, before we dive into it, the lost golf season is for the school.
Yeah.
This was a big year, right?
Yeah, this is we had a pretty special team coming back. We were runner-up last year, lost by one stroke to a really good West Holt team, and we brought back four of the five, and I know they were all excited to see this year again, and obviously we don't get that chance, but it would have been exciting. It would have been really cool to see what we could have done, but I guess we just got to move on.
It's happening to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
So everybody.
We're not the only ones in that boat. I know North Platte High is the same way. They had a state championship last year, and they don't get a chance to repeat, so, and they returned quite a few, so that would have been exciting in the same town.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Would have been right. Awesome. Right. And then we would have had to have them face off at some point out at Iron Eagle, right? That would have been a lot of fun.
I don't know about that. B and D are a little bit different. A and D are a little bit different classes.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Again, Brendan Lines joining us. Brendan has been the PE teacher over at McDade Elementary here for 2 years and coaching, doing some youth coaching for 3 years now. So when the retirement of Mr. When the retirement of Mr. Skillstad was announced, did you immediately think that you'd like to move into that AD role, or was that something that took you a little bit of time to consider?
Yeah, it took me a little bit of time because Mr. Skillstad, he kind of stopped me sometime during the basketball season and said, I'm kind of thinking about it. Why don't you think about maybe trying to take this on a little bit? So he gave me a little time, and the school kind of gave me a little time to think about it and just decide, and I got to talk to Mr. Skillstad about it quite a bit and Mr. Dotson, and it kind of just came all together. The plan kind of came all together.
There are several qualified individuals to help you out with the tasks as well. You look at it, there's been a lot of assistance to Mr. Skillstad here in the past, and I'm sure that same assistance is going to be available to you with some of the great guys and gals on staff that help out the AD however they can.
Yeah, right. All the coaches, I know that they're all willing to help. They've already stopped, and quite a few of them have stopped and said, hey, I'm willing to help with whatever you need help with. And Michelle's a great help. Michelle Pasquinelli, the secretary at St. Pat's, she's a great help with everything, and I've been talking to her a lot too, trying to figure out how we can work together still, like her and Mr. Skillstad did. So I know there's a lot of people that have my back, and that's a really, really good feeling.
Michelle kind of keeps the school running.
She does.
She keeps the ship afloat in a lot of ways.
She does. Yeah, she does a great job over there. If you have a question about anything, she usually knows what's going on and how to do. If you need something fixed or need something done, she just knows.
Oh,
how
absolutely.
To do it.
She is much more than just the secretary.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Brendan, why North Platte Catholic Schools? Obviously, you're an alumnus, but when you went in the education field, what inspired you to join the team at North Platte Catholic Schools?
Well, I just knew I knew most of the teachers that were there, so I just knew it's a tight knit group that they stuck together, and I don't know, it's just a different feeling when you walk into those hallways and everybody's smiling and everybody kind of has that, they're there for the same reason, that's to to get a great education and to learn about their faith and to grow their faith. And that just, I don't know, that just always been something that I've taken pride in. And now I get a chance to share it with the kids and try to help out with that as much as I can too.
Now, Brendan, how has this COVID-19 virus changed the way that you conduct classes? It's hard to conduct PE classes over Zoom, right?
That's right, yeah. No, so for me, it's been a lot. I've sent out, like, a bunch of health videos every week.
Okay.
I send out, like, it's called Brain Pop, and the kids in between studies, I say, hey, watch this video if you want to learn something different.
Mm-hmm.
If it's nice outside, go for a walk with your parents. Go outside, play with your siblings. Do your warm-ups.
Do something.
That we do every day. Go enjoy the time that you have, a little bit of time in the free time, and then get back to your studies and get that done.
Now, with Brendan on the staff, I believe there's a little bit over a handful of alumnus on the staff at North Platte Catholic School, so that tells you about the rich history and the rich tradition there. But out of the colleagues that you have to work with, who do you think you're going to rely on the most as this new role as activities director and athletic director? Because it's a lot put on you on top of the duties already put on you, and then it's extremely challenging during something like football season where you're trying to focus on the guys on the field and be there as a coach, but at the same time still be there as the AD.
Right, and actually this year I'm taking a step back from football just
okay.
to try to get my feet wet and try to get a routine and understand what I need to get done during the fall.
Sure.
But I know, like, Brad Braithwaite, he's come over and he said, whatever you need to help over here since I'm at the elementary school, and he can help set up the football field and get stuff set, because whatever you need done, I can help you out. Mr. O'Malley's reached out too and said the same thing. And I know all the teachers at McDade are the same way too. If we need to move schedules around, we can do that. If I need help getting concession stands set up, I know that they'll help me with that too.
There's a lot with the job that you don't take into consideration. It's a lot of inner workings and behind the scenes stuff that a lot of us don't see.
Yeah, that's right. That's talking to Mr. Skelstad these last couple of weeks, which has kind of been a blessing, that all the behind the scenes stuff, the contracts getting sent out, the getting the contracts back, keeping your paperwork in order, making sure you have all your games filled for your different seasons. That's kind of been a big deal. But like, for when he kind of put that bug in my ear, I've kind of helped him try to learn how to, like, get the court set up for basketball games and get some stuff, different things like that, which has helped out a ton too. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, that's for sure.
Well, and it's great. He is retiring, but he's not going anywhere by any means. So the resource is still there if need be. It's just a phone call away. So
exactly. Yeah, that's gonna be awesome to have. If I ever have a question about anything, he said already, call me. I can help you out. And don't be afraid to ask questions as much as you can. So I'm really excited for that too, to have that.
Now,
that
a big part of this job is you line up a lot of the officials, not only for games that you have at the facility for your own school, but for other schools that may come there time for some postseason ball. And with an officiating shortage, that's probably a pretty tricky part of the job, right?
Yeah, I think it will be. It's just trying to make a relationship built with some of those guys, and so I can call them up and say, hey, I have the sub-district game on a Monday night. Can you sneak over here and do this and have a crew? And just trying to build those relationships so I can have some guys that I can call on and rely on that could help out with that when we do get the chance to host a sub-district or a district final.
Absolutely. Now, fall quickly approaching. I'm sure you're ready for it and ready for quote-unquote normal, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I'm definitely ready for normal.
Brendan, anything else you'd like to add this morning, man?
No, I just want to say thank you to everybody again. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to this great challenge, and it'll be exciting next year.
It'll be a lot of excitement for you. Appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. Again, folks, Brendan is the new athletic director, activities director over at North Platte Catholic Schools, taking over for the retiring Mark Skelstad. So Brendan filling that AD role, and then Deacon Matt Irish, longtime principal in the North Platte Public School System, filling that principal position at the high school. So different buildings, but I'm sure you'll still work with Matt a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that too, because actually he was my principal when I was a sixth grader at Hall School.
Oh, really?
When he was
okay.
first getting there, so I'm kind of looking forward to working with him again.
Comes full circle.
That's right, yeah. It's kind of weird how that works, that it all intertwines that way. You come back to Catholic school and he gets the principalship, and I'm looking forward to working with him a lot.
And he's another alumnus too, granted, he graduated about 20 years earlier than you did, so we'll throw Matt under the bus.
Right.
Brendan, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you, Tristan. Appreciate it.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this on KODY.